over the last number of hours. News coming through that a decision on whether to grant planning permission for a liquefied natural gas terminal in North Kerry and a gas-fired power plant, by the way, as well, and other ancillary services, has been postponed for the second time this year. And Bord Pleanála was due to decide tomorrow on whether it would grant planning permission for the Shannon Energy operation proposed for the Tarbert by Longford Land Bank. It had been due to make the decision in March, but a revised decision date had been set for September the 9th. And Bord Pleanála says no new date is yet set for a decision, but that its board will try to make a decision as soon as is practicable. The delay relates to a huge amount of additional information that the company behind the planning application, New Fortress Energy, submitted to Bord Pleanála on the 18th of August. 275 pages of new information that was in response to a request for extra information about the application from Bord Pleanála. A notice published in newspapers suggests this information or states may be viewed at Kerry County Council's Planning Department, County Buildings, Tralee, at Bord Pleanála's office in Dublin, or on stepplanning.com. October 10th is the deadline for the public to make submissions or observations to the Planning Appeals Board. Planning was first granted 16 years ago for a liquefied natural gas terminal on the land bank. However, it's been beset by delays relating to regulatory matters, planning objections, controversy over the funding of interconnector pipes from the UK to transport gas. Those pipes were relying on very heavily now. And on the time goes, and on the debate goes. And this all in the context of the acute energy crisis that we're entering into in this winter. With me to talk about this in more detail is John Fox, Tarbert Development Company. We also have Paul Bowler, who is Green Party chairperson in Kerry. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us. John, are you disappointed with this further delay, first of all?
I think not, Jerry, in as much as that we could see this coming. They were forced to make the decision back in March. They deferred it until September, and we knew by the way things were going that there was going to be some delay. How long, we don't know. We now know it's a month at least. But what actually happened, Jerry, I just want to make a small correction of fact. There's 11 points raised by Bord Pleanála, and those 11 points were answered on the 18th of August by the planning, by NFE.
By New Fortress Energy, yes.
New Fortress Energy. And those 11 questions, plus the original application, are all in that 275 pages.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just a small point.
Yeah, yeah, but significant additional information came as well.
If you look at it from the point of view that we are going at this, and we are supporting this for quite a number of years now, and if you look at it from the point of view that we have an energy crisis in the country, if you look at it from the point of view that we could have gas storage on site there had the original planning permission gone ahead, one has to wonder, you know, what's happening. We know in recent times that most people now have said that there's a need to have gas backup. That includes Minister Eamon Ryan. It includes our own minister here, Norma Foley. Niall Collins and Limerick. Including the industry themselves, including the regulators themselves, are saying, yes, there will be a need. We need to have it as we increase our amount of renewables. But the renewables are some distance off because the planning regulations for offshore renewables is not in place yet.
Yeah, and that's another concern in relation to it. From there, but John, this will do nothing for the coming winter. Even if it was granted permission tomorrow, it's not going to have any impact on this winter or next winter, indeed. This will be years away.
What the company has said is, and what's happening in practice elsewhere, is that terminals are being built in Germany, five of them, and in the Netherlands, and there's one somewhere down in the Mediterranean being built, and they'll all be built within 12 months. NFE, I understand, have given an undertaking that they can do it here in Tarbert in less than 15 months.
Okay.
That's
all right.
My understanding.
What's your response to that, Paul Bowler? The delay, first of all, and what John is saying as to why we need this plant?
Well, first thing I have to say is we're not relying on Russian gas. We don't get our gas from Russia. We're connected to the British network, and we get most of our gas from Norway. So while there is a price problem, and it's a huge problem. It's not a shortage of gas. Ireland is not experiencing a shortage of gas. We're experiencing a price inflation and we're experiencing an electricity shortage. This has nothing to do with supply of gas in this country. We don't need frack gas in Tarbert. It doesn't add anything to our energy supply. It doesn't help. And I'm hoping Obord Pleana will go through the submission and find the mistakes. Like, this is not, they haven't, this terminal will not be connected to the grid. There's no pipeline planned to connect it to the grid. So it's not actually going to contribute to the gas supply in Ireland.
How do you say it's not going to contribute to gas supply in Ireland? If it's coming in as LNG into a terminal, surely it will contribute.
There's no gas
from that point of view.
There's no pipeline.
Surely there's another way to transport it.
To put it into the grid, you need a pipeline.
Mm. Okay, so you're saying this has nothing to do with Ireland. What are they going to do with it when it arrives, if that's the case?
It'll be mostly data centres. This is obviously... New Fortress Ireland are not coming here to help Ireland energy problem.
Okay,
they're coming here to build terminals so they can build data centres.
Okay, they're saying the opposite in their submission. This is just an outline of what they've said in terms of their argument for why this is needed. Russia's continued invasion of Ukraine and in the context of the proposed development, the resultant heightened security energy supply concerns for the EU would be addressed. The EU's consequential policy objective for the diversification of supply, including ensuring that all EU countries have access to liquid gas markets and support for further investment in energy infrastructure. No significant supplies of gas have come online in Ireland. The fact that Corrib's rate of decline has increased by 2025, it will now only be capable of delivering, or now then be capable of delivering, 5% of Ireland's peak day demand. The single electricity market operator capacity auction failed again to deliver enough backup generation for Ireland. The Kinsale gas field ceased production, platform was removed. Another national risk assessment reconfirmed that interruption to UK gas supply was amongst the highest risks to the country and would cost around 1 billion euro a day if it was to happen. The concerns over the British government's bill to unilaterally change the Northern Ireland Protocol. Gas Networks Ireland have forecast gas demand will increase. The CRU, the body with responsibility for security energy supply, testified that Ireland dependent on a single point of gas supply was a strategic risk for Ireland. Ireland continues to fail EU regulations in relation to security supply. Put simply, Ireland has an insecure supply of energy, which is only getting worse. An LNG terminal in Ireland could largely replace gas imports from Britain, which would then allow for the displaced volumes to be directed to continental Europe, thereby reducing Europe's demand for gas from Russia. What do you say to all those arguments?
Our gas comes through Britain. We're not wholly reliant on Britain. Our gas comes from Norway, true Britain. And the chance of them blocking or stopping that, if they stop that, they're preventing supply to the Isle of Man and to Northern Ireland. Can you imagine a situation where the UK stops gas supplies to part of their own territory?
Listen, unprecedented, and it does seem unlikely, but we've seen some fairly unprecedented things happen in Britain over the last number of years, things that people said would never happen,
and I understand
have happened.
We're talking about replacing insecurity with other insecurity. We're talking about replacing again, there's no shortage of gas in Ireland at the moment. What we're talking about is importing frack gas from America.
Okay, just on that point, Paul, I'll let you finish your point. The developers have continually said the project does not and will not depend on frack gas and they're confident of supplying it from non-frack sources. You're saying you don't believe them. But that just to reiterate, because you keep saying it'll be frack gas, they keep saying it won't be frack gas.
Yes, the truth of it is they literally don't have to tell us where they're getting the gas from.
Well, they're saying they won't and they'll provide the proof that they won't.
That is very unlikely.
To your point.
I personally don't believe that. Economically, the frack gas is quite cheap in America. It's one of the most horrible fossil fuels there is. This is obviously where they're going to get their gas from.
Okay. John Fox, what about Paul's concerns? We don't need it. It won't help.
Can I just go back on 2 points that Paul made there? In relation to gas in the UK gas, we do get some gas from the UK. We quite get a lot of gas from the UK. But they get it from Wales, if they get it from Norway. If the price of gas goes up, for the sake of argument, in Germany, do you think Norway are going to send the gas to England because they can get a better price in Germany? Do you think that England are going to send it to Ireland if they can get a better price in Europe for better gas? That's the first thing. Paul also said there that there's no grid connection. There's a planning permission for a 26-kilometre pipeline from Tarbert to Fines. And that's where the connection from the ship will come and deliver it into the Bord Gáis's ring men in the country. That's how that will happen. From the ship through the 26-kilometre pipeline that has yet to be constructed and onto the system. So we'll have it out into the system. You mentioned there yourself, Jerry, about the emergency generators. They're going to cost the country $400 million a year rent. And every 12 months that'll have to be renewed. So some of the things that
aren't
happening...
Aren't we going to have to get them anyway? Irrespective of Shannon Energy, we're going to have to get them anyway, John. Irrespective of Weather's Commission. And they're late, by the way. We don't have them yet. They won't go right for this winter because a bad mistake was made. We didn't organise things on time. But that won't have any impact, whether there's LNG or not.
You're quite correct, Jerry. Not for this year, because the problem is the government didn't get it right. They couldn't get the procurement system in place and it was blocked on a legal technicality. But I'm disappointed with government because this was a foreseeable event. We've been preaching about being on the end of a long line out of England and Europe. Do you think the new Prime Minister in England, if she wants to squeeze concessions on the protocol and on the Brexit deal, that she won't do a Putin in it and cut the grass supply off, reduce it at least?
It is highly unlikely, notwithstanding the unprecedented things that have happened, it is highly unlikely that she would cut off gas to a part of the United Kingdom, effectively, and the Isle of Man.
How would she do that? They have a separate line into Northern Ireland directly from Scotland. A separate line. But I'm not debating that. What I'm more concerned about, Jerry, is we know that this crisis is coming. Very little seems to be done about it. The people in all sides of the industry seem to be saying, and I accept what the Green Party are saying, they have made some very good points and that things need to be done. But just transition seems to be gone out the window. There seems to be no more talk of we working together to get a solution. It's my way or no way. And that's no way to solve a crisis if you want to bring the people with you. What the government should be doing is getting the people to work together. And let's solve this. We do need the gas. Governments have admitted this, including Eamon Ryan, that we will need the gas as a backup to whatever amount of renewables we have. And if we have 7,000 gigawatts...
But Eamon Ryan also said no new gas infrastructure in terms of LNG. That doesn't mean, he said at the weekend, we need to go to Ballylongford. He said that's what he said.
Yes, but Jerry, the point about all that is they'll have it anywhere else but in Ballylongford. They'll take gas from anywhere else, from Europe and from England, and it may well be fracked, and at the moment somebody's still fracked.
Okay, well,
that's the difficulty. Illogical.
On that point, Paul Bowler, Liz Truss, and we're talking about unprecedented times, reports in the newspapers this morning that she's expected to reverse the fracking ban. She's been calling to publish a recently completed review of fracking in the UK, but it looks like they're going the direction of getting and using frack gas, which means it could end up in the pipeline to us down the line.
That's going to cause a great deal of problems. All right, it really does speak to.
So, what's the point in stopping frack gas coming from LNG from the US if we're going to have it probably in Britain in the not too distant future coming into Ireland?
Sorry, first of all, the pipeline John was talking about earlier, the permission expired in 2018 for that. They're going to have to start the whole process of planning permission for that again. And the line to Northern Ireland from Moffat to Tottenham is owned by the Gas Networks Ireland. So again, Britain is not in a position to stop supply of gas into Ireland. Mm. Now, if UK goes the route of frack gas, which... If Liz Truss is desperate, she has...
It's entirely possible.
It's entirely possible. That is a problem we're going to have to deal with when it happens. I'm sitting here saying the idea of bringing frack gas to this country appalls me. It's mined in a destructive manner. It does nothing for the environment. But going back to John's point, we do need a transition. We do need gas as a transition fuel. But again, I have to go back to the whole frack gas thing. It's the way it's mined. You're talking, they use chemicals in there. They don't even have to tell us what the chemicals are. It's anyway, sorry. It angers me when people start talking, talk about fracked gas and the destruction it does to the communities where it's
sure
where it's mined. Like North Kerry is on a fracked gas, is on a shale. It's on shale. You could have fracking in North Kerry. Do you know what I mean? So, anytime people get a bit are blasé about frack gas, I get quite emotional because it is such a destructive process to extract it.
So environmentally damaging. Okay, yes. Final brief point, Paul, on the wider context of what's happening. We're going to be hearing from Cabinet and government ministers over the next few days. There's a new plan to get us to all reduce our energy use. Concerns over blackouts we'll be hearing, obviously, and details coming out yesterday about how much money people will be getting to help pay their bills. Eamon Ryan seems to be getting a lot of flack and a lot of stick for all of this because he's the minister in the area concerned. How are you feeling about that? Do you feel that's fair, unfair? Is he getting a tough rack on this from the people of Ireland?
I don't think fair comes into it. He's a minister, so therefore he has to have broad shoulders. He has to take... People are scared at the moment, and they're quite right to be scared. How to put this? The problem we have in the Green Party is that sometimes we forget the capacity to be worried about the future is limited. With prices going up, people like me, I'll have to adjust my lifestyle, but I'm not going to go cold, I'm not going to go hungry. There are people in this country who are facing a cold winter, a possibly hungry winter. It's very difficult for me to speak to them and say, oh, but we have to worry about 10, 20, 30 years down the line. There's no point me coming on here being pompous about my village, Lixna, disappearing underwater by the end of the century, when people are trying to
heat deal with homes. The immediate crisis.
And so if the government fails to alleviate that very real problem, then the government will have failed. We're in, this is a situation where a lot of money has to be thrown at the poorest parts of our society because they require it. Our energy prices have gone absolutely stratospheric. And I, as I said, people like me, I have a job reasonably well paid. I don't have to adjust my lifestyle, but I'm not going to go hungry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like the Eamon Ryan, who's a minister, again, he won't go hungry. He has to take the flak, but he also has to do whatever he can, him and the government, to alleviate people's genuine fears because I think people will suffer.
About the winter to come.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul, listen, a fair point. Thanks for talking to us in the programme. John Fox as well, your view on it.